Recording now.
Yeah, it's recording now. Okay. Could you tell me your full names, please?
Rayhan Mohammed.
Sam Johnson.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your final major project. Yeah. Perhaps we could start with what you originally intended to set out to do.
What, film-wise?
The whole project. What were you planning to do?
The film is about someone getting chased through time.
Right.
So it's kind of from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And my main thing that I wanted people to get from the film is the older generation to watch it and kind of, like, it brings back memories to them,
okay.
Means something to them.
Quite nostalgic.
Yeah, so it's like, when they watch it, it's like actually bringing back memories for a minute. It's
so, Rayhan, your project was a film, any particular kind of film?
It was a music montage, so it's just like, we kind of linked all the music together so it kind of sort of told the story at the same time.
Right.
When Sam sort of presented the idea to me, I thought, because he'd like sort of written, wrote it. And,
yeah.
I started thinking about it straight away and I thought, yeah, this could be really good.
So how did you approach this? Did it start as a storyboard or a script or a set of songs? Or what was the starting point?
Well, we started with a story. We wrote a story. And then from that, we kind of developed other ideas, started collaborating. Stuff that, you know, that we've done in previous films, and that we could link into this.
And why did you choose video as your sort of media?
I think I'm more expert at that.
Right.
You know, part of video.
Right.
Film.
Okay.
I don't know how.
And you both studied the video production unit anyway, so you had a sort of skill set there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was the audience you intended the film for originally?
It's a family film.
Yeah.
But we were thinking 12 and above.
Right.
And when we gave the questionnaire, people were saying, yeah, it's good. But I think they said maybe it should be a bit higher so people understand.
I think, personally, that the good thing about this film is that people can understand it of all ages.
So there's nothing inappropriate in terms of the content?
No, like people that are quite old now who grew up in the 60s would enjoy it because it's got their kind of era being shown.
It's also like a knowledge gainer as well.
You're right.
So we try to get researched a bit of the history and stuff.
So how did you find out about the sort of the legal issues around the certification of films and the content and that sort of stuff?
We started trying to find a production company that would produce it.
Right.
And we worked out, you know, we started working out budgets and how much it would cost together.
Right.
Then we sent an email off regarding the music as well, copyright issues.
Okay. Because you can't just use other people's music without permission, can you?
Yeah. And they gave us, you know, a price to say, you know, how much it...
So you were able to estimate how much something like this might actually cost in the real
world?
And
it came to about 15,000.
15 or 50?
15.
Some of the songs,
Some of the songs.
Right.
You couldn't find all of them.
Sure.
Because, you know, the record labels.
Right, okay. And you chose quite famous songs, didn't you, as well?
Yeah.
So let's go through them. You had The Kinks.
We had
Oasis.
Kinks, Get It On.
Yeah.
We had Oasis and Duran Duran.
Okay.
You've Got the Love.
T-Rex. The reason why we wanted to do fairly famous songs is because that's what people remember that decade by.
Yeah.
If you were to use a song that was made in the 60s but really unknown, it wouldn't really...
So
you any memories or anything?
Are there any programs or films or things that have influenced the style of your film then?
Most definitely.
We're looking through YouTube videos.
In particular, there was a show a few years ago called Life on Mars, Ashes to Ashes, which was a spin-off, and it was about a man going back, being hit by a car, and he went back in time, and that was a big influence.
And we're also looking at the Hovis advert,
with
the kid running around the corner, and it's...
So you were actually trying to recreate the feel, the atmosphere of a different era.
I watched a lot of old TV shows like The Sweeney and stuff like that, and just trying to get a basic idea of what things looked like back then and now, sort of things that weren't there and what was there and stuff
and
like
even
that.
Even like during post production, we had to filter it a bit, the look of it. So we had to get the right colours and everything just to make it look, you know,
fantastic.
We're there.